Thank you again. Thank you again for tuning in and listening to Mims Society Podcast featuring yours truly, John Mims. We're right here in the Temple of Mims Serenity, if you will. We're going to jump right on in. As we said earlier, a couple of things I said we have to cover. But as I go through my notes here, I mean, it could appear to be a lot, but it's not that much as time marches on. I'm going to jump right in into some NFL talk here. The playoffs have been very, very unique and very competitive here with these teams. A lot of underdog teams, a lot of first-time teams that has made the playoffs and that even got this far to the championship weekend, NFC championship game and an AFC championship game. What we saw over the last weekend was you had the Bills taking on Kansas City. Kansas City ended up winning 27-24. So obviously, you know, they're moving on. The Bucks, they did not do so well against Detroit. Well, you know, that was a very, very competitive game. But they ended up being 31-23 in favor of Detroit. So that's how that went. Now, with everything being on the line, you know, there's some, like I say, these teams are pretty young. They're hungry. A lot of first-time teams. And, you know, they're going to come out there. They're going to try to punt somebody in their damn mouth. I'm just going to be honest with you. Kansas City, they've been up there every year for the last few years, but they may meet their match in the championship game. You just never know. And then also you had the Packers and the 49ers. It was also a close one. 49ers ended up winning 24-21. So those are going to be some good games, you know, coming up to decide who's going to move on to the Super Bowl. So we're going to see how that pans out. Of course, when you get down to your final four teams. So with that being said, we're going to have some Q&A later on that I'll probably post on the message board to see who is your picks to go ahead and win everything. I would like to honestly see Detroit go ahead and win their first Super Bowl. Go ahead and get something. They haven't won anything for a long time. And of course, you know, you still have Baltimore hanging around. So you just have to really kind of see what's going to transpire. There are a lot of teams that started off looking like they were going to do something in the closing moments of the season to either try to play spoiler, but at the end of the day, they ended up either not playing spoiler and just trying to do the best they could to play with some pride and save face and within their teams. So with that being said, hopefully we'll get some more good games to transpire over the weekend. We have a few more days before we come to that, but still, it'll give us some time to be thinking about what can go down from there. But anyhow, switching gears with the NBA, I know the Rockets, they didn't do so well against the Portland Trail Blazers last night, falling 137-131. That was a very close one, and it was a very high scoring affair. I was reading some comments online where a lot of fans were talking negative about the game. And I mean, it's only one game. It's still 39 or 40 point games to go. They're at the midpoint of the season where it's about the All-Star break. It's going to be close to that time. Going to be some trades going to be made. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Rockets and the rest of the league does as they approach the mid part of the season and as they get ready to embark on the playoffs, if you will. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, folks, stick around. We got some Royal Rumble, some other wrestling news to discuss in the next segment. So stick around. You're in the Temple of Mems Arena. This is Mems Society Podcast. Stick around. Welcome back. This is John Mims. You're in the Temple of Mims Serenity. This is the Mims Society Podcast. As I said before, we have the Royal Rumble happening this weekend. I don't quite remember where it's going to be, what city, what state, but I know what's going on. I know it's going to be a Fatal 4-Way featuring LA Knight, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and Roman Reigns. The title's going to be on the line. Not to mention they're going to have the Women's Royal Rumble and the Men's Royal Rumble. I also know it'll be the United States Championship will be on the line. Kevin Owens will be taking on, what's his name? Logan Paul. That's right, yeah. Don't know a whole lot about Logan Paul. I've seen him a few times on YouTube and other social media platforms and outlets. I know he is very athletic in around the wrestling ring. I've seen what he can do kind of like in a boxing ring. Not sure if Kevin Owens is going to take the title off of him, but that'll be interesting to see if that in fact happens. I usually like the Royal Rumble because they usually have surprises. People show back up, make their debuts there. So you never know what surprises and who will show up in this year's Royal Rumble. A lot of people are predicting CM Punk to win or Cody. Also, they were saying Cody might not even complete his story, but we'll see. You know, he may have to go out for another championship. And I know that The Rock, he is now on the board of directors with the WWE and the TKO when they made the merger, so to speak. The Endeavors, I mean. And he was able to acquire his name, his wrestling name, The Rock. So that's a good thing for him. I'm gonna switch gears here and talk about TNA. I didn't have a chance to really go over a lot of TNA things here recently. I know they had a pay-per-view. I believe it was called Hard to Kill. I know the challenger Moose, he had took on Alex Shelley, and Moose was able to defeat Alex Shelley and become their champion. So that was a good thing, I guess. Also, it marked the debut of Nick Nemeth. I think I'm saying his name right. It's either Nemeth or Namath or something like that, but he's formerly Dolph Ziggler. He made his debut and by super kicking Moose, and that could possibly set up a match between them. He actually showed up in New Japan, I think maybe a week or a few days before. So he has the opportunity, I guess, to work both brands. Maybe with his contract, he's able to work some shows in and around New Japan. So that'll be something good, you know, for his career. Maybe it'll revitalize his career. I haven't been able to really keep up with Ring of Honor here as of late. I was catching up on some of the matches earlier tonight. There were quite a few of them that had some spots that stood out. I really enjoy watching the ladies perform, but some of the moves that they performed were very, very, very impactful. So I thought it was a good thing. I noticed that they put a lot of emphasis on a lot of smaller guys that's performing out there. And that's always a good thing too. But other than that, you know, we just have to see what's gonna happen with TNA. I haven't really looked at too much of NWA lately, but the main shows have been really for me NXT. Check out AEW once in a while. Well, other than that, guys, stick around. We have a little bit more here to go as we discuss relationships, friends, and what are things expected in relationships moving forward. So sit tight, be right back. Welcome back, everyone. I want to thank everyone for joining me on this late night, early morning Mims Society Podcast Edition. Yours truly, your host, John Mims. As I said before, we're in Temple of Mims Serenity. One of the things I forgot to mention and add in the last segment regarding relationships 50-50, what are the boundaries and the guidelines going forward with that? I forgot to mention one of the headlines on that is that who friend zones more? The women friend zone men more, or do men friend zone the women more? That was a question that came across for me to ask on social media platform. So drop your comments, questions, likes, and concerns on who friend zones more, women or men. Drop me a line and we'll see what's the outcome on those questions. So moving forward, right now, we are coming across Mardi Gras and the rodeo season. We're gonna have a lot of festivals, a lot of special events going on here and around the city of Houston, and also in different parts of Louisiana. I know they're gonna be having a lot of festivals going on in Louisiana, starting off in Thibodaux. They're going to have, I don't remember what festival is going to start off there, but I know there are a lot of them starting there this weekend. With that being said, with televisions and movies out coming out left and right, it's so hard to find something good on television nowadays. I don't really watch a lot of television like I used to. I'm very, very, very selective on what I watch because I don't watch a lot of it. There's certain shows I'll take a look at, and certain ones I may not. You know, I hate to be judgmental when I see a movie. I hate to try to judge it by its cover, but sometimes you know, you may come across something and you're like, oh no, I'm not going to take a look at that. But sometimes those be the ones to watch. Like, for instance, I like to watch a lot of independent movies that they may appear to be low budget sometimes, but truth be told, those are the ones that are very, very entertaining to watch. With that being said, I know there are some movies that comes out in and around Houston. I know one that comes to mind was the movie Bissonette. A big shout out to everybody who was involved with that movie. I thought it came out to be pretty good. And it opened up the doors and opened up the eyes of a lot of people who don't know a lot about Bissonette and don't know about the culture that's in and around that area, on that side of that town, of that city, I should say. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Anyway, any thing dealing with comic books and cosplay, that is a very, very important thing in my genre. We have a lot of things going on like that. I know around springtime, they usually have Comic-Palooza and Comic-Cons throughout. I haven't been to any in so long. I probably wouldn't even know how to act trying to go to some, but I know you're going to have your money, your ducats in order to go, because they can be quite expensive. They can be quite extravagant as well, but you definitely going to want to have your money lined up, unless you're going to be like what I did a few years ago, which is pretty much hung around the outside of it and enjoyed the spectacles and the pageantry that way. Hey, you know, it was something better than nothing. But anyway, folks, stick around. We're going to have closing comments and the final segment here in the next few minutes. So come back. You are in Mims Serenity, Temple of Mims Serenity, if you will. This is John Mims. This is Mims Society Podcast. Come right back. Welcome back, welcome back. You are in the place to be, Temple of Mims Serenity. Your host, John Mims, who is here in Mims Society Podcast. As I said at the end of the last segment, we're going to talk about a little relationship goals. Well, I guess a few things that they feel that should be expected in relationships as opposed to things being 50-50. Is there such thing as 50-50 in a relationship? There was a person gave me some insight on, I guess, what she looked at as to being what's expected in a relationship. I guess more traditionally, as far as the man being the provider, the one who's the protector, and he's not allowing her to have a 50-50. In other words, he's taking the responsibility on of everything, whether it's bills or whether it's helping her with groceries, rent, whatever. So I guess at the end of the day, people have their opinions and people are gonna have their thought process pertaining to how relationships should go. I know there was someone recently told me that because her significant other pays for everything, his name is on everything, he calls the shots and makes every decision, not necessarily in a relationship, but maybe 85 to 90% of things he'll call shots on. And she simply said, well, he pays for everything, so she allows that to transpire, so to speak. So I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but at the end of the day, she doesn't really have room to complain if he's buying and paying for everything, because she's allowing things to transpire. And I guess he's allowing things to transpire. So that's the relationship, you know. But me, on the other hand, I do think that in today's society, it's different versus when, my parents were together and, versus, seeing your grandparents, how they lived, how their structure was. It may have been only one income, but you have to look at, times have changed versus way back then. So now it's more of a two or three income household, and then if you're living in separate households, then there's still the option or the opinion to help out in someone else's household, if that's the case. But my opinion is, you know, any help is better than no help. So if the person is helping 100%, if he's helping 50% or 10%, that's better than zero, I guess. But at the end of the day, you know, it's better to be with someone that's on the same page with you. You know, they're, you know, you're able to help each other if that's the case. And then, you know, there are some situations, the woman who doesn't ask for anything and she doesn't want for anything from a guy, just his time, his affection, and, you know, just him being around. And that's fine with some people. At the end of the day, it's about how you feel and how you perceive your relationship, because it's about what you can put up with at the end of the day, what you can handle. And some people still want to have a more traditional relationship, and then some people have a more, what I call a freelance. We're living in a microwave society. You know, everything is heated up quickly. If you even know what I'm saying, you know, that people are not taking time to really get to know one another, go out on dates, and you know, find out what are some, you know, significant things about each other versus just being infatuated with the notion of being in a relationship. Oh, I have a boyfriend, I have a girlfriend, or I have whatever you have, but at the same time, that's work that you have to put into it to make it work. So just saying that you have somebody versus, you know, making it work and y'all on the same page, you're not gonna always have the same mindset. You're gonna agree and disagree on some things, and that's what makes the relationship significant. And whatever you can agree on, try to capitalize and build on something else maybe you can't agree on. I'm not an expert. I only can go from my own personal standpoint, my own personal experience, from a relationship standpoint, and a life standpoint. I'm still learning. But anyhow, I always say pray on it. I try to steer away from, you know, dangerous elements if I can. And sometimes that's hard because those most dangerous elements come disguised as things that we accept. So with that being said, sit tight. We got a little bit more to cover here. You're in Tibble of Mem Serenity. This is Mem Society Podcast. John Mims. We'll be right back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is John Mims. You are in Temple of Mem Serenity. This is the Mem Society Podcast. We're going to go over a few quick things here regarding Mardi Gras and regarding a lot of things going to be going on here at the Sydney Houston Rodeo. That's going to be happening. We're going to be moving in and marching on right on into Black History Month. One thing I always mention every year of the Mem Society Podcast, it does not take 1 month of the shortest month of the year in February to be to celebrate Black history. I'm Black 25/8, and I'm definitely history. So I'm celebrated, and I celebrate the excellence all year round, anytime and every time. With that being said, I hope everyone has an opportunity to check out some new comic books. And if you're into cosplay, keep on doing that. I consider, my word is art of masquerade, because that's essentially, that's all what it is. It's an art form of dressing up, you know, masquerading, costumes, cosplay, you know, whatever you want to call it. But I call it art of masquerade. that word and that phrase may or may not catch on, but I like it. I think it has a bit of a catch to it. With that being said, haven't had a chance to catch up with any new movies here lately. I know that I've been told the movie Lift on Netflix is pretty good. A lot of people are starting to catch on with the Leave the World Behind movie. I understand it was produced by the Obamas. I thought the movie was pretty good. It had a end of the world type of undertone to it, if you're into that type of stuff. Very, very suspenseful and had me on the edge of my seat, so to speak. There are going to be a lot of different festivals in and around town when they bring in the Mardi Gras, and when they do bring in the rodeo, they usually bring in a lot of carnivals and fun things in and around town. So hopefully everyone can be safe and check those out. And if you do have a chance, check out the museums and, you know, check out your local comic book stores. They may have something good, some good literature in there for you to check out and for you to read. One of the questions that I didn't have a chance to cover in the last segment pertaining to relationships, I'll go ahead and cover it right now, was when it comes to friend zoning or being friend zoned, who does it more? Is it men who does the friend zoning to the women, or is it the women friend zoning to the men? Being that I'm a man myself and have been a victim of that, I would be biased to say I think women do it more, but I could be wrong. Drop some comments, questions, and concerns, some knowledge in the Mem Society. I will share your comment online, your question online, on the next segment, on the next show. I don't have to mention your name, but go ahead and listen, like, and subscribe whenever you have an opportunity to do so. Hold on tight. We have some closing moments coming up next. So I'll be right back. Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. Welcome back. You're inside Temple of Mem Serenity. This is Mem Society Podcast. Your host, John Mims. We're just 1 minute past 1 o'clock a.m. Good morning to everyone who is listening on the East Coast. I believe it's 2 o'clock a.m. there, 1 o'clock here, Central Standard Time here in Houston, Texas. Good morning to everyone in Central Louisiana, Pineville, Alexandria, all points in between. Hope everyone is going to have a blessed and pleasant Friday going on into a glorious weekend. Don't forget to check out Mojum Comics, yours truly, on social media platforms, specifically on Facebook. Drop some comments, concerns, likes on anything that I'm doing. I'd like to hear feedback from any and all forms. All feedback to me is it can be deemed as positive for me. I take the constructive criticism and try to take it and flip it and make it something positive. Used to be a long time ago, I wouldn't take constructive criticism too kindly or too good, because I would often be offended by what was being said or what was being told to me. I guess I was listening more of the criticism more than the constructive of the situation. So I used to tend to take it personal. But I guess part of growth and part of maturing is understanding this person may not be trying to tell you something to hurt your feelings or put you down. They really could be telling you something to really help you and, you know, help you get in a good spot. I read a quote online earlier today and said that a fool will get upset if you correct them, and a wise man will appreciate you if you corrected something about them. It didn't quite go that way, but that's pretty much what the meme said. But with that being said, you have to have some type of standards or rules, I guess, that you live by, that you stand for in life, or otherwise you're going to fall for anything. So with that being said, I'm going to leave you with that. Hopefully everyone can achieve greatness. Hope everyone can put the best foot forward and see their way through the changes of the lanes, the changes of the guard. It may be the passing of a torch. You may be the recipient, and you may be the one who's doing the passing. Either way, try to take it in stride. Anyway, everyone, have a good night. Hopefully, we'll do another podcast this weekend before the weekend is out. This is John Mims. You have been in Temple of Mims Serenity. This is the Mims Society Podcast. Don't forget to hit those like and subscribe buttons. We'll be sharing these throughout different platforms. We used to be on anchor.fm/John Mims, but we're on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, iHeart, wherever you can get your podcasts from. Anyway, so long. Have a great night and have a great morning. Peace.